Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 7th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Floyd launches open finance tool for the factoring industry. Open banking and open finance fintech Floyd has announced the launch of an open finance product designed for the factoring industry in Colombia. Mambuz deploys core banking services on Google Cloud Marketplace. Netherlands-based SaaS cloud banking platform Mambu has partnered with Google Cloud to deliver its core banking services globally. MoneyHub partners with MX to drive open finance adoption. Data and payments platform built on open banking and open finance principles MoneyHub has announced a partnership with North America-based open finance company MX. The Mach Alliance taps PayPal as its first supporter member. Nonprofit organization Mach Alliance has selected U.S.-based payment platform PayPal as the first company to join its new supporter membership category. Asian Clearing Union agrees to settle trade in local currencies. All members of the Asian Clearing Union have agreed to move towards local currency settlement in a bid to reduce dependence on the U.S. dollar. Finmo gets in-principle approval for major payment institution license from MAS. Finmo has announced its Singapore launch plans after receiving in-principle approval for a major payment institution license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. TikTok opens pop-up shop in the UK. Video sharing app TikTok has opened its first pop-up shop in London, aimed at existing and prospective merchants and creators. BigCommerce updates multi-storefront offering. Open SaaS e-commerce platform for B2C and B2B brands BigCommerce has updated its multi-storefront, MSF, offering to help merchants grow internationally with localized shopping experiences. PayNuts launches in Australia. Australia-based payments provider PayNuts has launched its new solution that aims to offer merchants a new way to accept payments. One Cosmos partners with NayaOne. U.S.-based company that unifies identity proofing and passwordless authentication One Cosmos has announced a partnership with fintech ecosystem platform NayaOne. Bank of England partners with Nuggets to improve CBDC security. UK-based Nuggets has partnered with the Bank of England to experiment and design a privacy and identity layer for the UK's CBDC. RTGS. Global to pilot cross-border service with banks in Georgia and Tajikistan. RTGS. Global has signed pilot agreements with MDO Humo in Tajikistan and Credo Bank in Georgia as a move to run pilots of its settlement service in Central Asia. NY Fed and banks upbeat on digital dollar pilot results. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says that proof of concept run with a host of banks has demonstrated the feasibility of a regulated digital asset settlement platform supported by shared ledger technology. BO and FCA release data collection transformation update. The Bank of England, BO, and Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, have met their Phase 1 commitments in ongoing delivery of the Transforming Data Collection, TDC, Joint Transformation Program. AFME outlines concerns in upcoming CS3D regulation in paper. The Association for Financial Markets in Europe, AFME, released a report this week on the outstanding concerns within the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive, CS3D. Global Screening Services integrates Appian's AI process automation tools. Global Screening Services, GSS, the RegTech innovator focused on financial transaction screening, has announced its partnership with software company Appian to integrate the company's leading low-code development and AI-powered process automation tools into the GSS screening platform. Acadia responds to EBA's new regulatory technical standards. Acadia, a leading industry provider of integrated risk management services for the derivatives community, today offers its thoughts on the European Banking Authority, EBA, publishing its finalized regulatory technical standards, RTS, on initial margin model validation. Accelerating digital transformation to boost adoption of in-vehicle payment services. The future of mobility continues to evolve at an unprecedented pace, and integrated vehicle payments are likely to play a pivotal role in redefining the driver and passenger experience. DBS launches an eCine merchant collection solution. The Chinese branch of Singapore-based DBS Bank has launched an eCine merchant collection solution to support the growing consumer usage of China's CBDC. RTGS. Global partners with MDO Humo and Credo Bank. Financial Market Infrastructure, FMI, for cross-border settlements RTGS. Global has partnered with MDO Humo and Credo Bank to simplify cross-border payments. Informer offers single payments for Rabobank. Netherlands-based accounting program Informer has enabled Rabobank account holders to pay purchase invoices per piece from their accounting software. Mambu deploys core banking services on Google Cloud Marketplace. Netherlands-based SaaS cloud banking platform Mambu has partnered with Google Cloud to deliver its core banking services globally. PhonePe launches POS solution for merchant partners. India-based fintech PhonePe has rolled out its point-of-sale, POS, device aimed at simplifying the checkout process for merchants and provide a seamless experience. Printemps Paris integrates Alipay Plus. France-based luxury department store Printemps has integrated Alipay Plus to offer Asian customers a seamless checkout experience with their home e-wallets. SIFT's new report shows a rise in AI-enabled fraud. US-based fraud detection provider SIFT has published a new report that showcases an increase in AI-enabled fraud. Nexo obtains the SOC 2 Type 2 certification. US-based regulated digital assets institution Nexo has successfully completed its independent Type 2 SOC 2 audit conducted by A-Line. Fujitsu partners IHI for an environmental value distribution platform. Japan-based multinational IT company Fujitsu has partnered with IHI to create an environmental value distribution platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.